Mercury switches are no longer made, but 35 million remain in older vehicles. Rick Otis with the U.S. EPA says those vehicles will all be crushed and recycled by steel furnaces in about 10 years, and that creates a sense of urgency.
Otherwise, that mercury is going to be disseminated into the environment.
Steelmakers agreed last year to voluntarily contract only with dismantlers who remove the switches. The new rule makes it mandatory, but it could be tough to achieve the goal of an 80% recovery rate. Many auto dismantlers operate on a shoestring, with little money to train workers to remove the switches. Auto and steelmakers have kicked in some money to pay dismantlers for each switch recovered, but environmental groups say it's not nearly enough. For the Environment Report, I'm Tracy Samilton.